Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The word of God upon which we meditate this morning is taken from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, beginning there at verse 12. Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, "It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants you have perfected praise?" Then he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, and he lodged there. These are the words. In the name of Jesus the Christ, who died to forgive our sins of inattentiveness, who purifies our worship in word and truth, dear fellow redeemed in his precious blood. It's difficult for us really to imagine what it was like for the common worshiper when he or she entered the temple of the Lord in the days when Jesus walked those streets. If we were to compare it to an event today, it was more like a ball game than a worship service. Imagine what it would be like if when you came in the front door here at church every Sunday, you were met not by a greeter who handed you a bulletin, but by a loudmouthed usher offering to sell you a program for the service. "Programs here, programs for today's service, only $1.50. If you made the mistake of offering him $1.50 in exchange for the program, then he would say to you, "Sorry, sir, we don't take that money here. You'll have to take that and have it converted into the temple currency. I hope you get a good rate. We only take temple money here." And it wouldn't stop there either. After exchanging your money and purchasing a program, you would likely be met by another salesman offering you a crisp new red hymnal for purchase or for rental. And just as you were about to rent your hymnal, another voice would cry out from behind, "Hey, I'll rent you the same hymnal for half the price." Having waded past with program and hymnal in tow, you would then encounter little stands with possible offerings for sale. They would encourage you to buy special gifts to be given to the Lord as offerings. Don't just be like the common folk who put temple money in the treasury. Purchase one of these solid gold crosses encrusted with jewels and put that into the offering plate. Don't be ordinary, be extraordinary. Give a special gift to the Lord. And then even when you sat down finally to prepare for the service, you would be able to hear the voices of those buying and selling those items, trying to make a profit for themselves. What kind of worship experience do you think that would be? So was the temple of the Lord when Jesus entered it the Monday after Palm Sunday. The money changers loudly converted currency. Salesmen competed to sell doves and other animals. The house of prayer had become a den of thieves. And Jesus, motivated by love and zeal for the true worship of God, cleansed the temple of the Lord for the second time in his earthly ministry. Only Jesus could cleanse the temple and enable worshipers to worship in spirit and in truth. Yes, only Jesus can cleanse our temples, our bodies, our hearts and minds so that we may worship properly. May God the Holy Spirit, therefore, cleanse our hearts and minds that we may worship in spirit and in truth. Amen. It's been what? Maybe a year since they demolished and removed what remained of the old Sunshine Mall. 6 months ago, it looked odd to have an open field next to the Dollar Tree and an empty Pizza Hut. But now I'm guessing we don't even look in that direction anymore when we drive by. It's funny how given time we can forget the way things used to look. Funny how we can overlook the changes that take place in our lives. Likewise, things can become so familiar that we really don't pay attention to them any longer. You still drive by the lake, some of you every day, do you even look at it? It seems that some of those who gathered at the temple in Jerusalem the morning after Palm Sunday also forgot the obvious. They forgot that they were in the temple of the Lord and in the presence of God Himself. How could they forget? The temple was the Lord's house. It was a physical reminder of God's promise to dwell among His people. It was a place of prayer and worship. When they entered the house of the Lord, they were never to forget this. For the Lord had warned them, saying in the 5th chapter of Ecclesiastes, "Be careful when you go to worship at the temple. It is better to listen than to offer foolish sacrifices without even knowing you are doing wrong." But as you heard, there were some who came to that temple for purposes other than worship and prayer. They came for profit. They came to make money off of other worshipers. And so for the second time in his earthly ministry, Jesus drove them out. Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." Truly only Jesus, the Son of God, had the right to cleanse the temple, to purify it of this merchandising, and to refocus the worship of the people. Truly only Jesus can cleanse and purify our worship here today. For while our purposes in coming here are not to barter and to sell goods to other members, we too can from time to time lose our focus and come here for the wrong reasons. So I ask you, have you ever come here because you wanted other people to see you, to keep up appearances? Have you ever come here because you believed it to be a good work in God's sight, brownie points in God's books? Have you ever come here merely out of habit, or because this is the building built by your fathers? Remember the obvious. This building was built for the worship of God, not to give us an opportunity to be seen or a place to gather merely. It was built by your fathers to glorify God. It was not built as a family home or to give you a reason to be proud of yourselves or of them. This is the house of the Lord, and it is a place to be truthful with ourselves and with one another whenever we come here. Truthful when we confess our sins. Honest when we hear the words of our God, from the heart when we worship our Savior. We are here in the presence of the Lord Jesus Himself because He Himself promised, "For where two or three are gathered together in My name, I am there in the midst of them." Therefore, when we are in the presence of God, not only here, but remembering He's with us wherever we go, We should ask the Lord that He help us to control our sinful thoughts and our sinful minds. If we from time to time go through the motions, say the Lord's Prayer, or certain parts of the liturgy that are super familiar, out of bored repetition, simply parroting back the words we have spoken 1,000 times before, may the Spirit help us to remember that this is sin. If our minds wander and we do not give careful thought and consideration to our prayers or to His Word, we sin. We tarnish this place and our worship as much as those who once bartered and sold in the presence of God Himself. Our temple needs to be cleansed too, from time to time, and no vacuum can accomplish that. Only Jesus can cleanse the temple. Only He can help us to focus in heart and mind for the right reasons. Only Jesus, by His Word, can lead us to gather, first of all, because we are individually sinners in need of forgiveness. Only Jesus will lead us to honestly confess our sins, not holding some back in the closet. And only Jesus will assure us that those sins are forgiven through His shed blood. Only Jesus cleanses the temple of our bodies and leads us to gather to worship because we are forgiven. Only Jesus can lead us to offer up prayer and praise from the heart and not merely go through the motions like so many times before. Only Jesus can cleanse us to put away our sins of neglecting His Word and our opportunities to hear it. Only Jesus can clean out the clutter of our hearts and minds so that we offer up to God pure praise in love for what Christ has done for us. Only Jesus can move us to worship in spirit and in truth, out of love and not compulsion. That's what He wants from us. That's what He desires of us. Then the blind and the lame came to Him in the temple, and He healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that He did, and the children crying out in the temple and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant and said to Him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise." Notice that while Jesus chased those who were in the temple for the wrong reason, who were seeking their own profit and personal gain, and not the glory of God, He, on the other hand, gladly received all of those who came to Him in faith with their personal needs. All those that were unable to see and to walk were brought to Him. For you see, the Lord Jesus is always willing to receive and help those who come to Him in truth, in faith, humbly bringing their needs to Him, believing that He can solve their problems. Jesus still comes to help people today who need healing and who recognize it, who know it. He will receive us and He will forgive our sins when we come to Him humbly as those who cannot see, who cannot serve without Him. He's willing to forgive, to strengthen, to heal. You also noticed how Jesus' enemies, the chief priests and the scribes, were indignant. They were offended when the little children cried out to Jesus, "Hosanna to the Son of David," literally, "Help, save, Son of David." Why were they indignant? Why were they offended? Because the little children recognized Jesus to be the Son of David, the promised Savior. And they called upon Him to save them. That's amazing. But it didn't seem so amazing to the chief priests and the scribes. You should know for sure that Jesus wants our children to come to him and to confess that he is their Savior. He wants our children, and he wants us, to cry out to him, "Hosanna, save, Lord Jesus." He's happy to hear those words, to receive our prayers and praises. He cleanses our temples, our bodies of sin, so that we can together come before him to pray and to praise and to sing. The hymn writer has it spot on when he writes, "Jesus gives us pure affections, wills to do what he requires, makes us follow his directions, and what he commands inspires." May he continue to do that for us. May he cleanse our temples, that we may come in spirit and in truth to glorify him. Amen. And the peace of God, which far surpasses our human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.